Whenever we read the scriptures, whether here in church or privately, there are usually two ways of approaching it, and particularly of approaching the words of Jesus in the Gospels. We can either try to imagine what we would have heard or learnt if we had actually been there when those words were first spoken. That requires an act of imagination, especially if it was centuries ago. Or we can read the words and say to ourselves, what are these words saying to me in my situation in 21st century? Two ways of thinking about, of approaching the scriptures. And we're going to try and do that this morning, and I'm sure most of you afterwards will say, go and preach another sermon somewhere else, Derek. However, we'll have a go. We might call these two ways then and now. This gospel reading that we've had this morning, I want you to notice, has got, very conveniently, three words beginning with F. Did you notice them? There was Father, I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father, said Jesus. And then the second word was friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you, that is, to love one another. And the third F is fruit. I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Hold on to those three words, Father, friends, and fruit, and think about reading this scripture then. Jesus has been showing the Father's love, especially to us, his disciples and followers and the people that followed him on the road. Jesus has been loving. There was nothing sentimental about it. His love was always expressed in some sort of action. He provided for their daily needs quite often. He pointed to injustice. He supported the weak people. He healed the sick. He helped people to learn how to pray. All this was so that they would know, we would know, more of what the Father is like. And then think of the word friends. Around us, as we sit and listen to him, he's speaking to us and treating us as his friends. Despite all our faults and foibles, and if you think about the disciples, despite their misunderstandings, their falling out probably with each other, the arguments they had amongst themselves, all of that was about Jesus trying to be, to create, to gather a group of friends. Not servants, you'll notice, he says. I don't want to call you servants. You're my friends. What, of course, we don't know is that we're about to lose the greatest friend of all. But before he goes, he says, I want you to go and bear the third F, fruit, and emphasizes it, fruit that will last. What on earth does he mean by that? He's just told us that he's going to be killed, crucified, taken away. They're going to lose a precious friend, What's he talking about when he says, I want you to go and bear fruit? Well, certainly he wasn't talking about the local economy and trying to improve that by getting a better harvest off the fields. We've perhaps been bearing a little bit of, we've perhaps been achieving a little bit of fruit by in welcoming others to meet Jesus as we've passed them on the way. We've been encouraging one another as best we can amongst ourselves. Yes, we've been loyal. We've stayed with him all this time. But fruit that will last? Now, let's go from then till now. And we begin by reminding ourselves of those explosive days of when Jesus died and rose again, and the sending out of the Spirit with power. And those almost parting shots of his words to us were, love one another as I have loved you. How has he loved us? He's loved us because he's taught us about his Father's kingdom, and that was to come through love. And he summarizes it, of course, beautifully in those precious words, precious to all of us here, that we use every day. Our Father, who art in heaven. Jesus showed us the love of the Father in bringing us into being, in sustaining us, in protecting us, in forgiving us. Father. And what about friends? Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lays down his life for his friends. Why did he do that? Jesus shows us that God's love longs to restore our broken relationship with him, so that we can be his friends in the task of echoing his love to everyone we meet. That's why we're Jesus's friends. And then fruit. Now perhaps we're beginning to realize that we are given the responsibility as Jesus' friends to bear fruit that will last. That means the sort of fruit in people's lives that will show that God loves others, Jesus loves others, and he has demonstrated that love in all that he has said and taught and done, and particularly in dying for us and rising again. And so we're called to bear the fruit of helping people to discover for themselves the amazing love of God. And you only have to read the next few pages of the scriptures in the New Testament, and you find countless examples of those first friends of ours who went out into the world and bore fruit. And my goodness, it's certainly fruit that lasted. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here today. People like Peter and some of the early martyrs like Stephen, soon to be joined by people like Paul and Barnabas, whose day is sometimes celebrated today. And it was at Antioch where Paul and Barnabas met, where you and I were first called Christians. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And we love other people by trying to show in our lives what it means to have God as Father, Creator, Redeemer. What it means to be his friend, to be so intimate and close with him that we're prepared to introduce others to him, and to bear fruit, to encourage people in whatever ways we can find, to bring them to an understanding of what love is all about and what God's love is all about. Yes, indeed, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour and Lord. So I hope you will go out of here this morning with at least three words beginning with F on your mind, and maybe you'll remember a little. Father, friends, fruit. Amen.